And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And let's dive right into our top story, which is somewhat related to Star Wars and is happening next year. No, it's not Episode 7, but it is a brand new conference happening the week of May 4th. May the 4th be with you, 2015. And this is a new unified technology event for enterprises. And that's a descriptive title. It's not the actual title. But we're all familiar with TechEd as being kind of the premier event for developers and IT pros. And so this is going to be...
There was MMS as well.
MMS, lots of other conferences
that
are kind of SharePoint conference. And so now what they're doing is they're... My understanding is that they're packaging up all those conferences and they're putting them into one, of which TechEd somehow as a brand is going to be included as part of that. But there's going to be
right.
a bigger collective. I don't know. We have more questions than we have answers, other than just if you're thinking about which conference you might want to go to next year, May the 4th is something to put on your calendar.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is rather than having like a bunch of different conferences, you get this sort of unified view. So you can go really, really deep in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that is doing both SharePoint and the person that is doing deployments
right.
has that one conference to rule them all.
And it's in Chicago.
In Chicago,
which is cool.
Which should be cool. In
yeah.
May, at least.
Yeah, definitely. So, Channel 9 app.
Yeah, so next story, you know, the Channel 9 folks did an update Windows Phone app, and there's been some, I would say, community
mm-hmm.
Phone apps that have existed for a while. I think Matthias had one for a while, not Matthias,
okay.
the Niner. Definitely check it out, and you can see some of the screenshots there. We can browse, you can see recent, a lot of the same functions, or do things like look at events as well. So there is this app. Now, the other one that does exist is our events app, and that events app allows you to see, for example, like TechEd,
mm-hmm.
and that works on iOS and Android as well. And then lastly, I think the other cool part is Xbox 360 app. So see the little 9 guys? You can actually, now you've been able to watch Channel 9 videos on Xbox 360 using the browser.
Right.
Before, so this is just probably improving on that experience and actually letting you see in its own app.
A native app, right.
Exactly right. So very cool stuff and super cool to see. Now, the question I have is whether, if you're a build attendee, would you actually be able to stream on your TV?
I don't know
because a lot of the
streaming.
Recorded videos.
Yeah,
yeah, so you can imagine that would be very cool. Like, you know, hey, let's go.
You mean live streaming.
Live streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
You got an Xbox 360. You can sit on the couch, eat popcorn, and watch the live stream.
Right.
Question for a Mark DeFalco.
Yeah, and also, where's our Xbox One app? Is that coming? I have to think that they're working on it, but we don't know for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We don't really have a whole lot of answers today, Dan. These are a lot of questions that we're posing. These are exercises for the viewer.
Exercises
but,
for the viewer.
But we're bringing it to you as we find out about it. No JS tools for Visual Studio 1.0.
Yeah, so for folks who are building apps, say, using Node.js,
mm-hmm.
we have a Visual Studio, it's basically a tool that allows you to build Node.js applications. So it includes a number of cool things like the Node Package Manager,
mm-hmm.
NPM, which a lot of people use for getting frameworks. So think of it as NuGet,
okay.
but for Node.
Okay.
Right? It includes things like IntelliSets. It includes things like deployment to Azure.
Right.
Like very cool tools. If you are a Node developer, this is awesome and probably some of the best tools in the industry.
And this is Beta 2. And the biggest improvement to Beta 2 is that they really did an overhaul in their IntelliSense engine. So there were some complaints when people earlier on with the Beta 1 had really large Node.js files. Then you would have some problems in Visual Studio with performance and crashing and whatnot. So they took that feedback to heart, and the feedback from people that have already tried this has been great. So that's really cool.
Yeah, awesome add-on to definitely get for Visual Studio developers.
Yeah, exactly. So it looks like Scott Guthrie has a lot of spare time on his hands.
Yeah, so for those who actually watch, I think it was his TechEd New Zealand. He
mm-hmm.
did a two-part building cloud apps with Microsoft Azure, and it was a two-series video on kind of best practices. They took the content from those sessions and actually built an ebook on it. So a lot of the different content and things that we talked about and actually started adding into the product. So for example, like you should be automating everything. How do you have PowerShell scripts that enable you to, you have a website, you have a SQL or multiple websites in SQL. We actually added tools in our last release to automate everything in PowerShell for those things.
I really would just want to be George Jetson. I want to come in the morning, I want to press the button, kick my feet back, and everything goes.
That's exactly what DevOps do. I mean, they just press buttons.
Push buttons. That's exactly it.
They push buttons. So, and there's a number of things here, like how do you handle transient errors? How do you do things like circuit breakers? So, like, if there's an error and the code keeps calling itself and there's multiple errors, how do you make sure that you capture that and don't let that error calling its error in the log method, for example, like, basically take down your entire application?
Well, there's a different button for that.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I did not know. So this is great reads. And the biggest thing, free ebook.
Excellent. So we've talked a lot in the past about design guidelines for building Windows and Windows Phone applications. So this is the revised UX guidelines that's updated for Windows 8.1. So this takes you through the set of guidelines that we recommend, some of which actually can cause your app to fail certification, but most of which are just good ideas for creating good apps in both Windows Phone and Windows Store marketplaces.
So actually changing the icon when I deploy the app?
I suppose the default, you know, like X block kind of thing. Yeah, that's probably a good idea, but you know, you're free to do whatever you want there.
Sure, absolutely. Programming Connect for Windows V2. So this is a 7-part series on how you can actually use the Connect V2 sensor. Now, we talked about this last week.
Right.
This series is really the jumpstart, the Microsoft Virtual Academy series, mm-hmm. That's available for download on how to actually program it. So, like, one is kind of the getting started video. Two is how you do things like with the actual camera. Three is like gesture recognition, how you do hand and gesture recognition. Four is some of the other tools that can do things for like recording, so you can actually do playback and record. So once you capture like the tennis racket, you don't want to have to like stand up and do the tennis racket. You can use the recording and program that against that and see how your application behaves, or the gesture recorder that we talked about as well. And then using other things like the Connect Common Bridge to use other frameworks. So like if you're, you know, Open Frameworks is one example where you want to be able to use Connect data in a completely different context. Mm. So lots of great stuff, and I'm marking this for things for me to watch as well.
Excellent. So Human JavaScript, this is a great, another free ebook, which is really targeted at approaching this wide world of JavaScript.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Exactly, but approaching it with kind of a humility in mind. So the author really talks about like some of the things that he struggled with as he was approaching the learning ramp for trying to understand JavaScript and all the different types of frameworks and everything that are out there. This article is getting a lot of praise right now for really being kind of, I don't want to say JavaScript for dummies, but I want to say JavaScript for dummies.
Oh, snap. Yeah. I'll call it Human JavaScript. So that brings us to Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
So Matt Veloso, and what was the tool that Matt was using?
Oh, Video Scribe, I think, or Scribe Video, something like that.
Yeah, so definitely check this out. So a lot of people ask kind of what is with O365. We released a connected service that allows you as a developer to actually build things like an ASP.NET application that can, you know, check email or use files and so on. Mm-hmm. And people have questions like, how does authentication work? So in this video, it's kind of Identity 101, Azure and Office 365, and how things like identity and access control work. So,
right.
So I love the concept of these. We used to have an X in 90 seconds back in the day. Like there was a Blend in 90 seconds video, which I love because it explains something that, like, okay, I've heard about Blend. What does it actually give me? Or how do you explain concepts? I love this thing where you watch a couple minute video, and this one's just like 4 minutes or so. And it kind of gives you everything you need to know about it.
That's right. And Matt's looking for other ideas of things that might lend themselves well to this format. So I've given him some ideas about, like, hey, explain to me all the different backup options which exist in Azure, or all the different networking options that exist in Azure. So you've got everything from, like, you know, Port Bridge to BizTalk hybrid connections to site-to-site, point-to-site.
Like Lambda expressions. I want to see the Lambda expressions for you.
Yes.
You always snark at me.
No, I just, you know, it's one of those things I probably will never understand. I'm okay with that. And so my pick of the week, if you remember Prodigy, Dan, did you ever used to use Prodigy?
I did use Prodigy.
Yeah, back in the day, this is the first kind of dial-up service I was ever exposed to, even before American Online and everything else. I can remember dialing up to this in computer class. And the thing is that they actually shut down Prodigy at the end of 1999, claiming Y2K bugs. The reality is the reality is they had a really passionate user base of people that were still connecting to Prodigy as late as, you know, the end of 1999, and they needed an excuse to kind of retire the service, and so they claimed Y2K bugs. We now know that wasn't actually true, and the reality is that they ended up shutting down the service and lost all of the kind of, you know, graphics and programs and everything that used to run. And one of the things that was awesome about Prodigy was that they had these like really artistically, you can see one up here for Carmen Sandiego, really artistically and thoughtfully programmed user interface screens that that basically became lost the moment that they turned off the servers. Well, there's a guy out there, I'm not saying his name here, but he decided to see if he could find a way of restoring these images, and it turns out that on the Prodigy disk or the executable path, there was a cache file that was used called stage.dat, and in that file it would actually cache these images, but of course, to make the mystery harder, it actually used a proprietary format that that he's having to go through and reverse engineer.
That's awesome.
And so he's saying you can help if you happen to have an old computer that has a directory where you have Prodigy installed. You can submit this stage.dat file, and that will help him in terms of reverse engineering, and hopefully one day we can dream that Prodigy itself will be restored. Or
I'm
at least
sure
the
somebody
artwork.
Will take it from like a JavaScript perspective.
Yeah.
Like do the whole interactive. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, connect enabled Prodigy or something like that, right?
Yeah, that'd
just
be great.
Jump into the 22nd century. So that's a cool project. That's my pick of the week, and we will see you next week.
Thanks.